Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. One of the great futurists of our time, joelbarker.com is his website. I promise you, if you go check that out, you'll thank me later. Check out his all of his books, Five Regions of the Future, Future Edge, etc. Your book on paradigms, Joel, is changed my life. And folks, I encourage you to go find that. And I had the paperback edition too, by the way, folks. So if you find that, pick it up. Joel, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the things that are happening out there that people are working on that are in the research stage right now that are going to be our reality soon. You know, Joe, what's been fun over the last 8 years is that we're actually, you know, I remember, for example, when you started telling us about 3D printers, they were sort of like unicorns, you know, nobody had ever seen one. And now, I mean, you can actually buy a 3D printer.
Absolutely.
And over the next 5 years, you know, every household will have a 3D printer of some kind. I mean, they're coming down in prices like computers, aren't they?
Well, they are, and of course they are computer driven. So I mean, the two go hand in hand. You have to have a very powerful chip to drive it, and we've got those chips. And thanks to Intel, we've got those chips now. And the printer technology has been around. You know, I mean, Canon and HP were the first ones.
Right.
So it's taking. By the way, it's a wonderful innovation at the verge, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. Inkjet. Yeah. Here's a new thing I want to talk about, though, Joe. You've identified some people who are creating a what's called a torsion muscle for robots.
Yep.
Right. Robots are going to be a big part of our future too, but they've created a new thing with regard to how to use leverage for a robot.
Well, exactly. Now, here's the important thing, though. We're not talking just any old robots. We're talking about nanobots.
Uh-huh.
Very, very small robots, which is actually one of the things that, you know, we've been getting larger, we've been getting smaller. The problem with the nanobots is to give them enough muscle, so to mm-hmm. speak, to be able to do what they're thing. And this, by the way, done with DOE money. You know, this is federal monies that get us started.
Great technology transfer story.
You better believe it. And what it is they're using now. I'll use the word once, and then we won't talk about it again. But vanadium dioxide is the kind of the magic material here. Mm-hmm. And what they were able to do is to use micro printing. You know, the same kind of technology we print we generate a integrated chip with. We're going to now carve this muscle out of this material, right? And so we lay down a material and we spray it down and we carve it away. Now, here's the numbers that are interesting. Now, remember, this is a very small thing, okay? But it is able to be, when you get it done, it is 1,000 times more powerful than human muscle at the same scale.
Even at the nanoscale.
Well, especially at the nanoscale, because you're actually using the strength of the material, because you're now twisting it, torsional strength. You know, so like taking if you took a spring and twisted it up and then let it go, that's the kind of way this works.
What would a nanorobot look like, and what does it do?
Okay, well, I'll give you one example. One nanorobot, you would swallow. And, in fact, you'd swallow 50 to 60 of them because they'd be so teeny, and they would get in your bloodstream, and they would swim around
your
bloodstream.
Wow, that is tiny.
It is tiny. And they would be sending out data about your veins and your arteries in terms of what kind of quality they have and where.
That's real nano. But I knew we already had the capability of that kind of feedback, but what's the muscle for at that level?
You've got to be able to move around.
Ah, so you mean you can actually propel these things?
Yeah, think about.
So the doctor or whoever's doing this would say, okay, now go down to the leg.
You could drive it. You literally could drive it around the system.
Wow!
And then you start thinking about investigative robots, where you'd send them into. I mean, these would be small. You'd be able to see them, but small enough so you after an earthquake.
Right.
You would run into the buildings and find people and send signals.
How about that?
So what it is it's, again, we were talking about the new options.
Right.
This opens up with the wonderful creativity of our people to look and say, where could I use that kind of strength?
And, yeah, it's amazing. And you know, Joel, I'm proud to say that I've been telling my audience about nanotechnology for a long time. So, folks, this is another level. Joel, thank you for this story and for all the others, and thank you for the time you spend with us. We're honored to have you here, and we really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, please check out his website, joelbarker.com, and check out his video, Innovation at the Verge, at starthrower.com, and whatever book you can find that Joel Barker has written, I promise you, pick it up. You'll like it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.